time for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and we're delighted to have two of the lads from Key West in studio, both called Andrew. We've got Andrew Kavanagh and Andrew Glover. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
It's a long time since I've seen you, but I have to say, I always tell people about the time that I interviewed Key West very, very early in your career, and I was particularly impressed, and you probably don't even remember doing this, but a few days after the interview, you sent a bouquet of flowers into the radio station that I was working in to say thank you for the interview. And all the people that I've interviewed over the years, nobody has ever done that. And I just thought it was so kind. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you for remembering. Sometimes it backfires. We gave Jared Leto a bottle of whiskey with his name on it, but he doesn't drink.
Oh, so, no. He's not an alcoholic or something, is he?
No, I don't think so. But he's completely, it was a dry tour.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And of course, so we gave him a bottle of Jameson with his name on it, and but he also received a basket full of Guinness from you too. So apparently, if you're getting a gift from somebody in Ireland, it's going to be booze.
I used to be always worried. I used to do a lot of the Hollywood stuff, and you'd be going over to interview them, and you'd always try and bring something. I know it's really cringe actually when you think of it now. You'd always try and bring something, but then you'd panic. You'd be in duty free, and you'd be going, God, I hope this movie star now isn't a recovering alcoholic, and I'm there bringing him a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, well, you're more forward thinker than me anyway.
So listen, Key West, how long are you on the go now?
Well, we grew up together, so I guess we started out as a two-piece, and you would have heard the whisperings of the name, but I guess the band itself, we're on our third album now, so probably about 6-7 years.
So when I met you then, it was kind of at the beginning probably.
Yeah, it would have been at the beginning,
yeah. And has life changed a lot for you over the, have you changed your style, do you think, from the beginning, or is it pretty much the same?
I mean, musically, you always evolve. For us, we try not to go too far because, you know, but you do have to adapt and move along as well. You don't want to deliver the same album three times either. So, so we have
be all looking for a refund.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, I already have this one. But life has changed. I guess sometimes I long for the simpler times when we were when we were less busy and life was easier. You know, the shows are bigger now, but it's a real life lesson, and the more you have, the more complicated.
Were people encouraging at the start? You know, when you're in a band, people always go, oh yeah, they'll do that for a year or so, and then they'll go and get a job as a civil servant or something very responsible, a nice pensionable one. And maybe Glover, you jump in on this one. Did anyone ever say that to you along the way?
I mean, nobody really gave us stick to our face about that, but being a musician, you always have that in your mind of, you know, can we make this last? Is there longevity in this? Or are we, as you said, are we going to have to go and get a real job someday? But thankfully, you know, 6 or 7 years now, we've been making it work.
Yeah, I'm still spoofing it in the fake job as well. So so it's great. So you started off busking, and sometimes you still do that.
Yeah, we do it in new places. We don't do it in Ireland anymore. It's been nearly 3 years now since we've done it. But in new places, we would use it as an introduction. You know, you land in a new town. Sometimes we would use it just as a publicity thing. You know, if we have an album out, go back to the roots and get out and let people know it's there and to go into the shop. So it's definitely not as frequent as it used to be.
Because you were creating havoc and chaos on Grafton Street in Dublin and Shop Street in Galway as well.
In a good way.
Blocking up the whole street. Nobody could get by with their boogies because of Key West.
Now, is that because of us or because the boogies have become ginormous?
Bit of both.
Yeah.
But was there money to be made doing that? I always wonder. I always think, God, if I had a talent, would I get out there?
I mean, yeah, you can get by, you know. We were just using it to get every penny we had back into our studio or equipment or getting on the road. You know, it was just really to go back in. So, but the main benefit was the people. You know, so
it's
many
people seeing you.
Yeah, so many people on the street going by. You know, it's far more effective. I mean, 20,000 people or something an hour go up to Grafton Street, you know. So you can only imagine the amount of people. And even if somebody only stops for a second, it's, you know, they see you once, twice, three times. The amount of times we'd have people come up to us, you know, I've been watching you for weeks now and I finally decided I'm coming over to get your music. So, you know, that's
so you were actually selling your music on the street, Glover?
Offering it for donations.
Of course they were not setting up a stand, market stall on Grafton Street.
They were free to take, and people were free to donate if they chose to.
God, did anybody ever take it and not actually donate?
No, people are really cool. You know, it's like the water in the airport. You know, you put the euro in and you take your own water.
You're trusted to put the euro in.
You trust. I mean, I've seen a few sketchy 20 cents go in there. But yeah.
The next album, tell me all about that one.
Next album is called Ordinary Superhero. It's actually out on October 11th.
Yeah.
It's third album. It's kind of folky, poppy.
Folky, poppy.
Bit of what we've already been given.
But we like to refer to it as mega folk.
Mega folk, okay.
Mega folk, because it's not quite. It's stadium folk. That's what we like to call it. But
it's a really great album. It came together really nicely at the start of this year, and it just kind of takes that long to get your campaign up and running and finally ready to release it. And we were just talking this morning. The last single we released was featuring Una Healy. Yeah.
Do you know when I watched that video, I was looking at it going, God, that girl looks very like Una Healy. Hang on a second. Is that Una Healy? And then she starts like, it's Una Healy, all right. Yeah. That was brilliant to get her. How do you contact somebody like that and get them on board?
We were playing at Country to Country in London, and she was also playing at Country to Country in London, and we asked her to jump up and sing one of our songs. She learned it for the next day, and we did it together, and then the relationship was there. So when the new album came about, we had a song that we thought would be good with a duet, and we contacted Una. And yeah, it's good. We have a nice close relationship now. You know, we were just sort of back and forth on Instagram and things like that, keep an eye on each other career-wise and that. So, yeah, it's great. She's really sound.
She's lovely, isn't she? I used to do a great Una Healy impersonation, but I won't do it now because when I'm put on the spot, I can't do it. I won't embarrass myself. And then the tour, it's going to be just mad now, isn't it, the next while?
Yeah, this is our second European tour this year. We had a big European tour in European UK and Ireland in March, and a few short months later, we're on again. Now, we wouldn't normally try and take on that much that quickly, but ever since we signed with the label, everything is just moving that bit quicker. They want to get us on the road twice a year, so it's strenuous, you know, because we were recording, then we were on tour, then we were we did summer of promotion singles. Our new single as well is coming out September 27th. That's called C'est la vie, not a Bewitched cover. Just so you know,
I just had this image of Key West Irish dancing and hopping around the stage there.
We thought 20 years would be enough of a gap between the song, but
apparently not.
People do not forget in Ireland.
Double denim all the way.
This is it, yeah.
And you've done some really massive tours, as you were saying before. Like, you've supported Bryan Adams.
Yeah, we had a few interesting ones. Bryan Adams, 30 Seconds from Mars. Paul Simon in Hyde Park was a very big one.
I never heard of him.
No. So that was great.
And do you get to meet those singers, or are they kind of kept separate from the support act, you know?
I think when they're in that stage in their career, that, like, Bryan Adams was really sound.
Yeah.
You know, he went out of his way to come down and say hello. I think a lot of the times, you know, people underestimate the normal human interactions between artists, especially somebody like Bryan Adams, who's had that career. He's past that. I don't think he goes apart.
I think it's kind of the newer acts that are out now. They kind of have notions. Like, I interviewed Sting last year.
Yeah.
The most normal person you'll ever meet. And it's great to see, isn't it? You know, that they're so down to earth. And
they learn the lessons, you know. What goes up comes down, and it goes around and around. And he's probably had very highs in his career and lows in his career. And he's a family, you know.
He's a granddaddy, who's telling
me. You've got to go to schools. You've got to do parent-teacher meetings. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You imagine him, the teacher coming in, Roxanne. You didn't give my daughter an A.
And you know, he used to be a teacher as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So normal life, you know, that people forget. And I think, especially when families come into it, I think people, that would normalise you very quick, no matter who you are.
And do you have a normal life now outside the band, or is it just really, is all your time and energy put into this?
It's not as normal as we'd like, but we're striving now for more normality, striving to reclaim some time in our lives and sort of slip into fifth gear, so to speak, you know, just that cruising speed now.
Yeah.
So we're not as, like, at one point you're just thinking all the time, grow, 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 go, go, go. And for us now, like you said before, you know, we can sort of breathe easy that we're maybe running with a career now that will go on, and we can continue to make albums. And as long as we continue to make a living and the fan base continues to grow steadily, none of us are looking for that rocket.
Are there any kids or anything that are in the band now, or are any of you got kids yet or anything like that? You haven't grown up that much yet.
I'm the only kid in the band, so there is one.
They get the babysitter in for you,
Andrew,
do they?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been so great to have you in Belfast on the 17th of October and Dublin's Academy on the 18th of October. And if anybody wants to go and see you in the UK, we can check it all online.
Give us all the details there.
Everything's
on keywestofficial.com. That will link you to everywhere. That will also link you to our social medias. And we will be adding more Irish dates. We started off just Dublin and Belfast, and then the rest of the UK and Europe tour, but they will be adding getting Irish dates. It's just a matter of basically getting the okays from the venues.
So come here, Key West, we cannot let you leave the studio without doing a little song. Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, no problem.
Don't believe in miracles, I don't believe in luck. I've never been a prodigy and I ain't done that much. I'm saying, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. I've been called a man of knowledge, but I don't wear a bespoke suit. And I'll bite my nose to spite my face and speak my point of view. I'm saying, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. When the rain pours down and you don't know why, 'cause there ain't a cloud in the big blue sky, mister, play it safe. Faith is all you really need. Life will go on, c'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. I see things with clarity, but no one understands. My job brings out the worst of me, and God laughs at my plans. I'm saying, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. My heavy head still wears a crown made out of thorns. My friends all try to drag me down like I've been misinformed. I'm saying, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. When the rain pours down and you don't know why, 'cause there ain't a cloud in the big blue sky, mister, play it safe. Faith is all you really need. Life will go on, c'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Life will go on, c'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Oh, 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 c'est la vie. Oh, oh, c'est la vie.
Key West, thank you so much. And you were saying that wasn't your voice isn't great today because the Dubs won.
Yeah.
Five in a row. And that's you in a bad day.
That's me in a bad day.
That's not bad. That's not
thank
bad.
You very much.
That was your smallest gig ever. Just me in studio and all the thousands of people listening. Key West, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.